Hi, my name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we find ourselves in chapter number 7, Mishnah number 2. Chapter number 7 is about Amei Haaretz, or in parlance, Amaratzim, people who are not careful about the laws of Tum and Tahara. For those of us who are, say the authors of the Mishnah, how do we regard them, and how do they interact with the framework of the laws of Tum and Tahara? So, mission number 2 begins, HaManiach Am Ha'aretz Petoch Beito Er Matzahu Er. You leave an Am Ha'aretz in your house, all by himself. Now remember, this guy is Tameh, and he touches things, they become Tameh. He's like King Midas, but not gold, just Tumah. So you leave him in your house, and he is awake. When you leave him, he's awake, and you find him awake. Yashen umetzau yashen. You leave him asleep, and you come back, and you find him asleep. Er umetzau yashen. You leave him awake, and you find him asleep. In all these cases, habay tahor, because we imagine that he is either, you know, if he's asleep the whole time, then great, he hasn't touched anything. If he's awake the whole time, then he's some kind of self-conscious, and if he starts awake and falls asleep, all the more so. All those cases are tahor, yashen umetzau er. Now here's a tricky case. If you leave him asleep and you come back and he's woken up, so divrei Rabbi Meir. Well, that's backwards. Habayit tameh divrei Rabbi Meir. Then according to Rabbi Meir, the house is tameh. According to the Bar Nura, this is a machlokus, but like I said, we're going to try to prefer the Bar Nura. According to the Bar Nura, he wakes up and he hasn't seen any of this stuff, so he begins rummaging around. What do we call it? A nosy Nancy or something like that. Anyway, he didn't see any of this stuff before, so he begins rummaging around and touches stuff and doesn't have any compunctions about that because it's all new to him, because he was asleep when he was brought into the house. That's the position of Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim ein tama ela ad makom shehu yachol lishot et yado ve'liga. The Chachamim say that the only thing that's tama is what he's able to touch from the place where he is, where he's standing, where he can reach out his arms. Meaning, and even here the Chachamim are assuming that he's not going to do anything intentionally. He will not intentionally touch things. The only reason that we consider anything tum is because in the process of waking up, he will stretch and yawn and stretch. And in that stretch, he will reach out his hand and touch something. And we therefore consider tamid. But Chachamim assume that the Am Haaretz is polite and or self-conscious and won't go around touching things, and we can't assume that he will touch anything or has touched anything. Akadikach, that we'll only assume that what's tamid is what he may have accidentally touched, based on common sense about the way people wake up. And we pass on like Chachamim. Mission number 3 is a is pushing the Chachamim's position to the extreme. Hamaniach umanim betoch beito. This conversation is almost like Rabbi Meir is saying, like, really, you think so? It's like a reductio ad absurdum. Ready? Hamaniach umanim betoch beito. If you leave workers in your house, painters, achvais, whatever, habayit tameh, divrei Rabbi Meir, then the whole house is tameh. Why? Because according to Rabbi Meir, if you leave workers in your house, then they feel entitled to touch things because they're there to work, right? If you left painters in your house, they would move the table if they had to, and they'd take things off the table, on the table, and so forth. So according to Rabbi Meir, everything in the house is tameh. And this, you know, to Rabbi Meir makes sense. Chachamim omrim, chachamim are super consistent. Ain tameh ela ad makom shehen yicholim lifshot et yadam veliga. No. The only thing that is tameh is from where they could stretch out their hands and touch. We will not assume that they feel entitled or comfortable touching anything that you haven't explicitly given them permission or instruction to touch. Kachave, that's exactly how we pask in that, like a chamin. That is all for today, short day. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow.